Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the church say amen. Amen. Prepare. Take care. Pray. Bishop Davenport from Southeast Pennsylvania Synod sent a pastoral letter out. She says, God is with us, and throughout this crisis, we are to proclaim God's love and care for all our neighbors. Public health officials urge us to flatten the curve, slowing the spread of the virus, so that our health and emergency systems are not overwhelmed. I saw the movie, It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, by Mr. Rogers. Tom Hanks did a great job. Don't worry, when you watch that movie, it's a slow-paced movie. Nothing's in a rush. Nothing's in a hurry. So I can surely tell you, you'll get every word. But I came across one of the quotes that he said in his book that celebrated his quotes, called The World, According to Mr. Rogers. When I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news. My mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. To this day, especially in the time of disaster, I remember my mother's words, and I am always comforted by realizing that there are still so many helpers, so many caring people in the world. Bishop Davenport suggests that wash your hands. Oh boy, I had that when I was a kid. I used to watch Romper Room, and I was washing hands. Then I watched Captain Kangaroo, and there was washing up hands and ping pong balls. And, of course, every once in a while, I'd watch Mr. Rogers. I even watch once in a while Sesame Street, and they have a nice song about wash your hands. It was even before the pandemic. It's a good practice to stay healthy and to protect others you love. Clean hands. We're also asked to not sit too close to each other. But when it comes to sharing the peace, there are solutions instead of sharing a handshake. And I've done this many places. Sometimes automatic, you fold your hands and you bow toward the person, acknowledging them and their presence. There you go. And we get a, I just shared the peace with you. Or another one, for those who are deaf, do you know how do they applause? Does anybody know how they applause? They raise their hands and go like this. That's how they applaud, because they can't hear. But you could see that they're applauding by raising their hands like this. So if you want to share the peace with someone, here you go. Applaud them. They will get the message that you see them and you care for them and you love them. And if you're sick, my mom told me too, stay home, stay in bed, drink water, and we'll get you some soup. But in the meantime, what are we supposed to do? Well, yes, pray, watch for each other, and prepare. So one of the things we can do by staying connected as the church is to telephone those who are not with us or those who are susceptible to this virus and want to be careful. We can also write a note and let them know we're thinking of them every week. We can also call them or email them or Skype. Come on, people. We got Skype now. You can do it on the email or on the computer. And we can assist them by getting groceries or getting the medicines. But you know what? CVS delivers medicines. That's what they keep asking me. Do you want us to deliver your medicines? And groceries can now be delivered. I see it on TV at Walmart. All those spaceships coming to get groceries and the people to hand out the groceries and put them in their trunk of the spaceship. So there is assistance in our world community, but we can also share as a Christian community and assist others who don't know about all these things. But they are important to us because they are important to God. And we belong together. So Bishop Davenport says, stay open to the leading of the Spirit in the midst of a crisis. This will pass. I believe we are being taught humility and flexibility. And devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Now, everything in this gospel reading is wrong, and that makes it right. Jews like Jesus do not talk to Samaritans. Women do not come to the well alone in the middle of the day. Men do not talk to women they are not related to. Jesus breaks through all these barriers to share the promise of the living water. He says, the water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Back to another quote from Mr. Rogers. Listening is a very active awareness of the coming together of at least two lives. Listening, as far as I'm concerned, is certainly a prerequisite of love. One of the most essential ways of saying, I love you, is listening to what the other is saying. Each of us have come to our stage of faith through someone whom we listened to. Each of us can recall hearing about Christ from another person who likely meant something to us. Mom, dad, brother, sister, friend, neighbor, employer, employee, worker. The woman at the well shared her experience with the townspeople. Many believed upon listening to her. And many more heard from themselves listening to Jesus for 2 days and believed he is the Messiah. As one commentary said, we do not have a once and for all encounter, but a relationship with Jesus. It unfolds over time, ever deepening, ever revealing, until we encounter the cross and the exaltation. The life of Christ is shared in reflection. And Christ nourishes us daily in the remembrance of our baptism. So, Madeline, you're baptized today, and your parents and your sponsors and those in your family who love it will remind you that you were baptized all the days of your life. Because it's a gift that continues to live in us through the Spirit and truth of Jesus Christ's love for the world. Mr. Rogers says, the more I think about it, the more I wonder if God and neighbor are somehow one. Loving God, loving neighbor. The same thing. For me, coming to recognize that God loves every neighbor is the ultimate appreciation. Now the peace which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the living water. Let the church say amen.